Using your training and professional background as an actor for gigs other than screen or stage might be something you've never thought about. After all, you are an actor, and actors need to act. I get it. But what about those times when you might not have a ton of auditions or roles lined up for the near term? Keeping yourself sharp and actor ready, you like my air quotes, is vitally important during those leaner times. What kind of side hustles make the most sense for you? I've got 10 ways to make money using your acting background in this episode of Casting Actors Cast.
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast, the podcast and video for actors. Each week, we provide practical, useful information to advance your craft and your career in the business of show. And now, here's your host, casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello, and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, casting partner with McCorkle Casting in New York. How are you? I hope you're having a good day. I'm having a really good day today, and I'm excited to share this information with you. This has been, I think, a podcast long time coming. Only because of COVID, because of all the challenges that we've been facing, a lot of actors are just struggling to kind of find, what can I do to keep myself sharp? What can I do to keep myself motivated? We're going to cover that, giving you these 10 ideas about how you can make money other than actually on stage or on screen, using your acting talent. But first, this is that moment of the podcast where I get to say thank you so very much for tuning in to this episode of Casting Actors Cast. We're well over 200 episodes now of the podios, the podcast videos, also heard by over 65,000 people. And I am so thrilled and excited that you are here. That's the most important thing to me. I started this podcast 3 years ago with the idea of just really trying to give back to the creative community. Those like-minded individuals, those actors who really need some support, both in their acting work and perhaps even in their career. And that's why I am here. I made my living as an actor for 20 years before I decided to go into casting. And I've been a casting director now for 12 years. And you know what? I haven't looked back. It's been a really exciting time. Our casting office, which is rather small, by the way, there are only four of us in the office, we continue to do 7 feature films. It's like, herding cats a lot of the time, but also some of the theaters coming back. So this has been an extraordinarily busy time for us, and we are simply just grateful. But I'm glad that you are here. Listen, if you haven't gone to the website of the podcast, castingactorscast.com, that's castingactorscast, all one word, .com, I encourage you to do so. You're going to find all kinds of cool information. In addition to that, I think you'll find that on the landing page, there is a form, and the form says, dive into the talent pool. And when you do that, you simply give me your name and your email address. As I've reminded everyone who's listened to these patios, I do not do anything with that information. I don't spam you. I don't sell your name. I don't do any of that stuff. I might on occasion, do an announcement about a particular podcast coming up, that sort of thing. But I'm extremely selective. I don't spam you. I don't take up your bandwidth, I promise. But I tell you what, if you do that, simply filling out that form, that's going to open up another page. And that page contains a downloadable PDF book called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. It's a book that I wrote on doing voiceover work, so you might find that to be really helpful for you. Something to do during these kind of weird times that we're living in. The other thing is a free video, Casting Secrets, What They Don't Want You to Know. But I'm going to tell you in this free, private, 20-minute video. Also, on that same webpage, on that same website, by the way, is Jeff's Jots. These are free downloadable PDFs of individual shows. They correspond to each of the podcasts that I have released, well over 200 now. But what it really is show notes. And the show notes are helpful because they use the bullet points that I use in my presentation so that you get really concise information. You can use it to follow along, or you can use it as a reminder, sort of a cheat sheet, a support a document, if you will, so that you can stay up on what's going on in the world of Casting Actors Cast. So that's all that. Also, I just wanted to give my shout out here to my friends at Actors Connection. I just can't thank them enough. They continue to promote my podcast, and I continue to talk about their great work as well. I have a couple of classes coming up I invite you to check out. It's called From Stage to Screen is one class I'm teaching at Actors Connection. Also, I'm doing a seminar on how to do really excellent self-tapes. That might be useful for you as well. All you need to do is go to actorsconnection.com/New York, and you can check out all of their offerings, which are kind of amazing because everything is online now. And that means that you'll find workshops and classes with casting directors, agents, managers, people who are currently working in the industry. And just simply signing up for those classes, you're going to find yourself in a really cool peer group of other actors who are in the same kinds of situations, but you're getting information from professionals in the industry. It's not theory. It's honest to God. It's like hands-on, learn by doing kinds of work taking place at Actors Connection. So hello to my good friends, Colleen and Tony and all the good folks there. Please do check them out. All right. So let's get into the subject at hand. These are the 10 ways to make money acting. Now, I know that there are probably more than 10 ways to make money acting. I know that there are a lot of actors doing all kinds of things as survival jobs to stay afloat, to keep being able to pay the rent, by the way, and perhaps to, you know, keep putting food on the table. And sometimes I know that these jobs are menial and they're very challenging sometimes. I hear stories all the time about actors becoming waiters, and it's great money. But the challenge for a lot of those actors is that they're exhausted because it's extremely hard work. And so that actor is not going to be quite as motivated to get up early in the morning to go and do an equity principal audition or to, you know, sign up for classes because they're just not that convenient because of the schedule. And so that can get frustrating, I know, a lot of times. But I'm going to give you these 10 ideas I think are just useful, something for you to think about, something in my mind for you to just stay open to. Now, I'm going to repeat this towards the end of the podcast today, but there might be some of those kinds of money-making situations you're finding yourself in that are really helpful to you as an actor. And I would love for you to share those with me because I'll put that shout out to everybody. So if you're finding that you're involved in something that's really been helpful for your acting, keeping yourself sharp and focused, and also maybe putting a little cash in your pocket, I would love to know about that. So now here are the 10 ways that you can make money with your acting training. And this, by the way, these are in no particular order. This is not a top 10 list. These are just 10 ideas for you to consider. Number one, although it's not the first one, it's number one on my list. I want you to think about being a reader for casting directors or production companies. Now, I did an entire podcast, 4 or 5 podcasts ago, on being a reader, what that entails. And we do pay our readers for our theater projects. And being a reader is an amazing way for you to be in the audition room to see what's taking place. Also, it's like a master's degree in what to do and what not to do in an audition. So all of the virtues of being a reader. So you might want to reach out to some of those casting directors that you have relationships with. Perhaps you're taking a class or maybe there's a seminar. Simply asking that casting director, how can I get to be a reader for you, is really an amazing kind of inside tip that a lot of actors don't think about. Now, listen, I don't think that an actor can become sort of a full-time reader to the point where they can make a ton of money and actually have a career at it. I don't suggest that. I don't think that that's a possibility. But if you're looking for some additional ways that you can get some additional income but also stay sharp, being a reader is not a terrible idea, I think. Number two, consider working as a monitor or a host for acting studios, acting schools, acting organizations. For example, Actors Connection, there are hosts that are in every one of their Zoom classes. And those hosts get to work with the professionals. They get to organize. And there are several of these organizations. There are multiple organizations that are out there. Perhaps your school could use somebody to help coordinate the audition process, for example. anything that you can do that will pay you to be in the environment. So I know that sometimes these hosts for classes, like there's the Growing Studio, for example, or like I said, Actors Connection or One-on-One, all of these are actors who work part-time in the organization. They do administrative work, but it's also a way that they get to develop relationships with casting directors, some of their teachers, some of their instructors. It really just about feeling part of a community that can make a really good difference. So think about what organizations are in your area, and are there some helpful ways that you can participate and get yourself into those kinds of organizations? So I think being a host, for example, at some of these studios is such a cool idea because you get to sit in on those classes. You get to find out what's going on and you get paid for it. Seriously, it's kind of a cool idea. Okay, moving on with our list of 10 ways you can make money with your acting is to be a tour guide. Have you thought of that? Tour guide, like for museums, or perhaps being a speaker at trade shows. Perhaps you can be a public information person. Perhaps you can be a tour guide. It's like a cool idea, right? It's really a great way that you can develop your personality, that you can have some performance energy in your work. I know that many actors love to be the guys, like in New York City, they have these buses, these double-decker buses, and the person on the microphone who has all this cool information about New York, guess what? They're all actors. It's really a great way to at least keep yourself up front, keep yourself performance level sharp. Now, I know you might not think that there is a relationship between those two gigs, but I promise you there are really cool opportunities like that that are available because you are an actor, you've got the good vocal chops, you can present yourself well. There's all kinds of benefits for those opportunities. So something to think about. Moving on from there, something that I did when I came to New York, and I found it to be very rewarding on multiple levels, and that is I became a reader for the blind. Now, I did it as a voluntary basis for this beginning, and the organization was called The Lighthouse, and to be frank, I don't even know if they're still an organization, if they're still out in operation, but there are many organizations that are asking for readers for the blind, and that is about going in and reading either a book, a newspaper article, a magazine, but being of service to those folks who might have some sight impairment is really a great way to stay sharp. It's really a great way to learn sight reading skills, by the way. That's like a really cool thing. And there are some organizations out there that actually pay for the services of those readers. So consider becoming a reader for the blind. It's a great way to give back, but it's also potentially a really good way to keep your skills absolutely sharp. Number 5. I think this is valuable, I think. Have you considered creating a local community acting class? Now, with your acting training, with your background, if you are almost finished with a BFA degree, for example, or an MFA degree, have you considered the local community center? They might just give you space. You could put up some posters, put up some flyers, and put together your own curriculum for an acting class. Isn't that a cool idea? Now, I know you have to be a little bit of an entrepreneur, but communities are so starved for some kind of activity. And of course, you're going to promote that you're going to be in a safe environment. You're going to follow COVID protocols, wearing masks, that kind of thing. But once that's worked out, there's no reason why you couldn't be a one-man band and put together your own acting class. Why not? It's a great way to stay connected with other people. It's also a great way because, as you probably figure it out, being a teacher keeps you really, really honest, keeps you really, really sharp. So think about that. There are some communities that are probably starved, and you don't have to necessarily think about making tons of money doing this, by the way. It might be a pass the hat situation. It might be an adult community center or something like that, or it could be a little more structured. But there is an opportunity there that I just don't see a lot of actors taking advantage of, so that's why I'm putting it on the list. Now is the time at the release of this podcast to apply, and this is number 6, apply for summer theater camp positions. Now, a lot of theater camps are going to be opening up this coming summer. They're going to be following COVID protocols, but many of these theater camp and theater organizations would take your resume and perhaps you could find yourself employed at a theater camp, similar to opening up your own class at a community center, but different because they're providing you a place to live. They're providing you a place to eat. And if you enjoy that camp experience, and you're an actor and you've got something to offer, by all means, you might want to consider being a summer camp counselor at a theater group, at a theater camp. So performing arts camps are all over the country, something to consider. Putting a list together, getting your resume out there with a really nice cover letter, making an attempt, you could find yourself in a really interesting summer situation. Now's the time to get it out there. All right, moving on. That was number 6. Number 7, consider selling your one-person show to communities. You have a one-person show? Now, if you've been listening to this podcast at all, I have mentioned many times that even during those leaner, more sparse times when there might not be as many auditions, this is the time you could be putting together an hour and 15 minutes or 45 minutes or whatever it is, but you could be writing your own one-person show. It could be on your own personal story. It could be on a historical figure. It could be on somebody fictitious. Just let yourself go wild and putting together a one-person show. Like I said, it can be an hour. It can be an hour and 15, something like that. That is now something that you can put together and share with schools, adult living communities. Those places are always looking for entertainment venues, entertainment ideas for their communities. And your one-person show, once that's together, you can find all kinds of interesting ways to getting into performance venues that would be thrilled to have your show. That's number 7. Number 8, it's kind of similar and it's kind of a little more ambitious, but have you considered forming an acting troupe? Maybe a group of actors to perform at outdoor events or public gatherings or venues. I mean, there's no reason why you can't be at some of those performance venues coming up in the spring, for example. Is there a Shakespeare festival going on? Perhaps you could be a troupe of performers. There are all kinds of ways that you can get your acting chops out there. Even if there are venues that you're not that familiar with, you putting together a troupe and having a well-oiled, you know, mini 15-minute performance moment set up so that you can travel your troupe around to different places, I promise you that is something that is not done enough, and I think you're going to find that to be really mind-blowing in terms of the opportunities that are out there. Now, I know that's not going to appeal to a lot of you. I get it. But you know what? I think that there's just something really cool about that. I think that there's something very useful, something tangible that you might want to consider. It's putting together your own troupe and seeing if there are opportunities or venues that you can get it at. Here's another one, similar to what I've been talking about, but it's a little bit more finely tuned, I think, is teach acting to young people at an after-school program. What? There's no after-school program for actors or young people who might be interested in acting? Maybe you could put something together. A 1 or 2 page syllabus given to a principal at a local school, finding out about what kinds of after-school programs there might be in your community? Hello. I can't think of anything more useful, more valuable, and guess what? There are schools that would pay to have that kind of instruction and something to help their students in an after-school program. Think about that. Now, moving on to number 10. This touches me because this is something I did in between acting jobs early on in my career. Consider being a product demonstrator in retail stores. You know, I did that. I was in the basement of Macy's in New York City, and I was a product demonstrator. And I would talk about the coffee pot or the waffle iron or whatever. And I had my microphone, you know, those microphone collars that you wear so you can demonstrate the product and talk to a whole group of people standing there. I mean, amazing. I did this product called Cappuccino. And what it was is a one cup cappuccino kind of device. And I, honest to God, I really didn't take the time to figure out how it worked. And I'll never forget the first thing in the morning. It was 9 a.m. Macy's is open. It's full of crowded people. And I'm just sort of talking about how fantastic this cappuccino is. And I succeeded in doing something I shouldn't have done, which is I turned off or pulled off the knob at the very moment the boiling water decided to just jump out of this machine, and I sprayed the entire front row with hot beverage. It wasn't pretty. And I didn't get fired, which was kind of interesting. I probably should have been fired. And I apologize. Now I'm running around with paper towel, you know, dabbing people to try and get this cappuccino mess off of them. What it was is that it was the way to foam the milk, I guess. And the milk was, it doesn't matter. You get the idea. But you know what? What a fun gig that was, with the exception of that experience, that unique experience. But after that, I had so much fun in talking about the products and just letting your personality make connections like that. Performing, it was still a way of performing. And there are some establishments out there as the COVID starts to dissipate, things start getting back to normal. You might find yourself in an opportunity like that. Being a product demonstrator for retail, not a terrible gig at all. So perhaps some of these ideas will inspire you to find a side hustle that works for you so you can continue to fine-tune yourself while holding out for those acting roles. I think you should remember that the profession is really a personality-driven business. Finding ways to grow yourself and your personality will enhance who you are and what you are capable of, which in turn will keep your acting sharp. Now, these suggestions might not apply to you, as I said earlier in the podcast. Perhaps you are fine with where you are in your acting and in your side hustle, and maybe a side hustle like the ones I've mentioned doesn't make sense. That's okay. I would suggest just keeping yourself open to the possibility that there's an opportunity to perform, and that opportunity might be right in front of you. The skills you have right now could be valuable to someone or something else just waiting for what you have to offer. Okay, like it or not, there are lots of talent doing what they can to keep their dream alive during this time. You could be helping yourself and others when you look at the 10 ways you can actually make money with your acting. Now listen, if I've missed gigs that you might be doing or thinking of, please let me know. You can get a hold of me on my email address, castingactorscast@gmail.com. Hey, thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time on Casting Actors Cast.
Thank you for joining Casting Actors Cast. Please don't forget to review, like, and share Casting Actors Cast wherever you get your podcasts, podcast videos. Thanks. I'm Megan Grace Martinez.